Rabin. Sergeant Rabin walked up to the dispatcher's desk. The woman was grinning and shaking her head while she talked. Yeah, some of those meters. It's a crime. Hasta luego. She took off her headset and tossed it on the desk. Those tow truck guys make more than the mayor. You know it. Got a gun for me? Down here. She opened a drawer and lifted out a white box labeled Evidence. What's the story? He opened the box and took out the pistol. Murder weapon, probably. Tossed in Lake Alice. Bright chrome revolver, maybe 50 years old. Some kids in a biology class saw it in the shallows and fished it out. He pointed at the short barrel, a duller metal, slightly rusted. This is cute. Forensic says it's a homemade barrel. Smooth bore, a little bigger than the 44 Magnum bullet. So you couldn't trace it? Maybe, but it doesn't make sense. We find a 44 bullet in somebody that doesn't show any trace of rifling. We know it came from this gun. Have a body? Not yet. But this thing wasn't in the water more than a day or two. So we're looking. Buena suerte. Yeah. Meanwhile, I get to take this around to the local dealers and pawn shops, see if anyone says, Oh, sure, I sold that to John Smith last week. Sounds like a fun job. I think shit job is the technical term. But maybe I can do some Christmas shopping in the pawn shop. Buy the kids a couple of matching pistols. Start 'em out right. Rabin had 4-year-old twin daughters. The phone rang and he waved goodbye. There were two pawn shops just a few blocks down 6th, so he decided to leave the squad car and walk. Get lunch down there, too. It wasn't the best part of town, but they didn't put pawn shops in the high-rent district. Or police stations. It amused him to walk along in uniform and watch people's expressions. Trying to look innocent was a real strain on some of them. There were two large shops next door to one another. He went to the farther one first. The owner was a likable enough guy. He stepped into the cold air. They probably kept the airco cranked up to minimize the attic smell, mildew, and dust. Gun oil and furniture polish. Rabin was fascinated by the places, but not the weapons counter. All the biographies scattered around. Life stories, death stories, complete tool sets, well-used musical instruments, fancy camera and cube sets. You got so little on the dollar for them, their owners had to be dead or desperate. Or thieves. The bell when the door closed brought the owner out of the back room. Kabil, what can I sell you? Can I buy your gun? Yeah, my thumb, too. His weapon was keyed to his thumbprint. Check this out. He put the box on the glass case, full of handguns. Evidence, huh? What happened? Some guys going around killing pawn shop owners. What you think? He picked it out of the box gingerly and rubbed his thumb along the base of the butt, where the serial number had been ground off. Cute barrel, not exactly a sniper weapon. He clicked the cylinder around, peering through. Ruger stopped making these in the teens. I see them now and then. Bet you do. That was before they started isotope IDs. Tell me about it. I don't think this one came through the shop. I mean, with the original barrel and number. Don't see many chrome-plated ones in any caliber. You think the chrome plating was factory? He took out a pair of magnifying glasses and slipped them on, and peered along the weapon's edges and surfaces. Yeah, guarantee it. He took off the glasses and set the gun back in the box. What else? You fished it out of the water, but it hadn't been in there long. Allow for that, and the gun's practically new. Probably stolen from some collector. Must have been. That's where I'd start. What's it worth? Actually, nothing. Without the barrel, I wouldn't touch it. Obvious hit weapon. If it had the original barrel, 4 or 5 grand, before its little bath. On the street? Maybe 1 grand, maybe 500. You ought to ask the guy next door about that. Think I will. Rabin closed the box and tucked it under his arm. Thanks, Oz. You've been a help. Sorry I couldn't ID it. Buena suerte. Buenas. When he opened the door, the sun was so bright it made his eyes water. He crunched through the gravel parking lot and walked up the unpainted wooden stairs to the next place. The door opened with a surprise like a slap. Norman Bell.
This ends Disc 3.